Everything has its essential point, and the heart of the Lotus Sutra is its title, or the Daimoku of Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. Truly, if you chant this in the morning and evening, you are correctly reading the entire Lotus Sutra. Chanting Daimoku twice is the same as reading the entire sutra twice. 100 daimoku equal 100 readings of the sutra, and 1,000 daimoku, 1,000 readings of the sutra. Thus, if you ceaselessly chant daimoku, you will be continually reading the Lotus Sutra. The 60 volumes of Tendai's doctrines give exactly the same interpretation. Right? As I've said many times, Nichiren didn't invent this. He just clarified it. He's saying Tendai, right? 600-700 years before him, was indicating the exact same thing. A teaching this easy to uphold and this easy to practice was expounded for the sake of all living beings in the evil or the negative life unaffirming age of this later time. A passage from the Lotus Sutra, right, Shakyamuni's words, reads, quote, in the latter day of the law, da 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 da. Another reads, quote, if a bodhisattva mahasattva in the latter age hereafter, when the law is about to perish, should accept and embrace, read and recite this sutra, so on and so forth. A third states, quote, in the evil latter age of the latter day of the law, if there is someone who can uphold this sutra, again, the same refrain. A fourth reads, in the last 500-year period, you must spread the Lotus Sutra abroad widely, end quote. The heart of all these passages is the admonition to embrace the Lotus Sutra in this latter day of the law. The learned authorities in Japan, China, and India have all failed to comprehend this obvious meaning and slandered the sutra. Well, he's being a little polemical because, as he acknowledges, this practice was outlined for you and I, this latter period of the law. So he can say, with merit, that those previous teachers, you know, from Ananda to Nagarjuna to so on and so forth, failed in their teaching of the direct method in the Lotus Sutra, got bogged down in a lot of other things. And he's not wrong, but that was apropos of the day and time, right? So he clears that up in the next sentence. They follow the practices of the Hinayana and the provisional teachings upheld by the Nembutsu True Word Zen and Precept Schools, thereby discarding the Lotus Sutra. Now, I'm going to read that sentence again, because what you are now hearing, Nichiren is singling out these teachers in his day, in this latter day. This is why he calls them a failure, because they haven't understood the very basic teaching of Shakyamuni's Lotus Sutra, 3,000 years old, and paid attention to exactly what he prophesied, prescribed, right? They follow the practice and practice, the Hinayana, and the provisional teachings, everything up until the Lotus Sutra, upheld by the Nembutsu, Amitabha Buddha, the True Word, Zen, and Precepts Schools, thereby discarding the Lotus Sutra. Like, they're not even paying attention to it. They've completely missed the point. They misunderstand, he goes on to say, the Buddha's teachings, but the people are ignorant of their mistakes. Because they appear to be true monks, the people trust them without the slightest doubt about what they preach. Therefore, without realizing it, the people who follow them have become enemies of the Lotus Sutra and foes of Shakyamuni Buddha. And I'll remind you, Shakyamuni spent a great deal of time telling people that you have to individually investigate, study, and enlighten yourself. So by following, just by following these other people, follow the law, not the person, they're already betraying their own practice. Now, Nietzsche's not pointing that out, but he should. He points it out elsewhere, but anyway. It is obvious from the sutra, he goes on, that not only will all their needs remain unfulfilled, but their lives will be short, and after this negative, unfulfilling life, unaffirming life, they will be doomed to the great citadel of the hell of incessant suffering. So what does that mean? The hell of incessant suffering, I've pointed out many times, is this samsaric life of attachment, possession, collecting, never having enough, more, more, more. You never experience fully your own life. You're trying to fill it up with stuff. Hi, friends. Thanks for being here. Thank you for your practice. Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. I so appreciate your being here and your efforts. It means everything, obviously. Thank you to support this Sangha and to grow it. Like and subscribe. It's incredibly important in the YouTube algorithms for us to expand and grow. So thank you for that. Patrons who support this channel and, you know, the bookstore, the by extension, anything you can support this endeavor with applies to the entire resource, right? The mandala store, the free website, continued document uploads, paying out, blah, 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 blah. You guys are bodhisattvas for sure. Thank you. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Whether it's Patreon or PayPal, it all goes through the same funnel, yeah? So let's continue with the one essential phrase. Even though one neither reads nor studies the sutra, chanting the title alone is the source of tremendous good fortune. And that doesn't mean don't study. But sometimes life gets crazy, yeah? Yes. Especially if you're chanting, because you're cleansing. It's like spring cleaning. You're finding shit in your life that you thought, oh my goodness, I didn't even know that was there. Well, get that out of here, right? Or repurposing of previous misconceptions. That's what it's like, chanting day and night, every day, consistently, even if you don't have time to crack a binding in a book or listen to these videos, which is one reason I started the podcast channel, so you could just listen while you do other things. But I prefer your focus. I prefer you chanted at least a little bit before you sat down to watch a video or listen to a podcast. Simply because it enlivens that Buddha-ness in your own mind, and you'll get those insights much more quickly. But even though one neither reads nor studies the sutra, chanting the title alone is a source of tremendous good fortune. Because you're invoking your Buddha-ness. You will perceive, experience, you'll get aha moments. Right? As I often say, the study part, what we're doing right now, trains our minds, right? It's very important to our practice. But one of the key ways that it's important, certainly in my life, and I hope for yours, is that these stories, these teachings, these wisdoms, they make you more confident, more secure, more easier to build a resolve. Yeah, yeah. I'm not just telling myself, oh, I have to chant. I'm saying, oh, yeah, I got to chant. I've got to chant before I go. I got to make time to chant. Yeah? That kind of ichinen. Very important. Nichiren talks about it all the time. The sutra teaches that women and negative men and those in the realms of animals and hell, in fact, all the beings of the 10 realms, the 10 worlds, can attain Buddhahood in their present form. You don't need to transmigrate life after life after life. That's an old Hindu kind of thinking, this reincarnation thing. There's none of that in Buddhism. But still, evidently, in medieval Japan, a lot of people, because of these teachers who ran afoul of Shakyamuni's ultimate teachings, still are crouching everything called, what they call Buddhism, in mystical, magical, because it's easier to control people that way. They ask less questions. You go, oh, it's just that. Don't need to answer. If you don't know, hey, it's a stupid politic that religion does. Buddhism isn't about that at all. It's self-enlightenment. All the potential that you have is you yourself, every molecule in you. This is an incomparably greater wonder than fire being produced by a stone taken from the bottom of a river, or a lantern lighting up a place that has been dark for 100, 1,000, or 10,000 years. If even the most ordinary things of this world are such wonders, then how much more wondrous is the power of the Buddhist law? We ordinary beings are fettered by negative, life of unaffirming karmic energies, tendencies and conditions that don't serve our enlightenment, but rather serve our samsaric identification. We hunt through all the stuff to find a self. What a joke. Earthly desires and sufferings of moment to moment reinstantiation of this warehouse, this database of desires. Right? Birth, death, birth, death, birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. But due to the three inherent potentials of the Buddha nature, our innate Buddhahood, the wisdom to perceive it with our minds, and the actions to manifest it, chanting, opening that Gohanzon portal in our minds, we can without doubt reveal the Buddha's three bodies, the Dharma body, the reward body, and the manifested body. The great teacher Dengyo states, quote, through the power of the Lotus Sutra of the wonderful law, they can do so in their present form, end quote. He is referring to the example of the Dragon King's daughter, who achieved Buddhahood in her reptilian form through the power of the Lotus Sutra. Do not doubt this in the least. Please tell your husband that I will explain this in detail when I see him. Nichiren, third day of the seventh month in the first year of Koan, 1278. Cyclical sign, Chichino Dora. This was a letter he wrote to a nun, a practicing Buddhist woman, Myoho, one of several he called that. Myoho, interesting. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. That is the one essential phrase. One of several Gosho that we will read in this little assemblage. It's not all of them, but they're ones that I found from all my readings to be, and there are others I could add to this, but that are specific to the Daimoku, yeah? The next one will be the recitation of the expedient means and lifespan chapters, so we'll be dealing with Gangyo. But as for this one, short video, still some essential words, right? About our Daimoku, why do we do it? What's its significance? Once again, it's like a big pyramid. You have all these teachings of Shakyamuni. If you've ever read the Avatamsaka, it's a big, thick book, a very flowery, I always forget that word when I want to use it. It's over the top, right? And nobody understood it. He was trying in his first sermon to explain what this enlightenment is. It's so amazing. It does this, it does that. And they're like, huh? So he didn't teach that one for very long. It's still out there in certain schools of Buddhism, having discovered it hundreds of years later. The Flower Garland Sutra, it's called many things, the Kigan Sutra, right? But even Shakyamuni gave up on it after 2-3 weeks. So he must have thought to himself, holy crap, I've spent 12 years figuring this out, and I just expect everyone to understand what I'm talking about. I need to take people through stages of understanding just how their minds work. That's why the earlier teachings were so kind of direct and had lofty ideas, but they didn't explain them all. They just worked them into all our regular human samsaric behavior of collecting, having, what it's like to lose something, controlling impulses, blah, blah, blah. But by the time he gets late in his life, the last 8 years of his life, he spoke the Lotus Sutra, this self-experiencing, self-manifesting, self-accomplishing enlightenment, awakening to our Buddha, our essential Buddha nature, which is, it's not yours or mine, it's something we're constructed of. And we have the unique ability with our sentient minds to observe it, witness it, experience it fully. Why would you turn away? Namo Myoho Gekyo. Thank you for your practice. Thank you once again. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It means so much. I appreciate your being here. Patrons, once again, I got to thank you again. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. Keep up your practice. Just keep it up. Even if you don't understand what the hell is going on in your life, or Buddhism for that matter. I mean, when you feel all bottled up like, I don't know what to do with my life, just chant. You can do that. Super simple. That's what Nichiren's saying. Just, what could be simpler? Have some confidence. Just chanting. Educate your mind to understand things are always in flux, always changing, moment to moment. How could the next moment not be different than the last? It has to be, because that is the moment when I'll be alive again. Birth, death, birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. A zillion of those takes me just into next week. Then my life could be completely different. Oh, Namo Myoho Gekyo Namo. What a relief. So be kind to yourself. Right? Be kind to yourself. Keep that practice. If nothing else is working, keep chanting. All right? Take care of your health. Sometimes not as easy as it sounds. Be kind to yourself and, by extension, others. And I'll see you in the next one. Can't wait. Bye for now. Myoho.